My friends, let me reiterate our bishop's special welcome to our special young people who have come here from all over the diocese to worship, to remember, to celebrate Bishop Saltarelli's ministry and dedication to us. Young men and women, you had a special place in the mind and the heart of Bishop Saltarelli. He loved you. He confirmed many of you and worked tirelessly to keep our schools alive in proclaiming the love and the teachings of Jesus. He certainly saw in you a tremendous hope for the future. Your energy, your enthusiasm, and your potential for doing good and spreading the good news of the gospel were for him the very special qualities of leadership which will benefit our society and our church. Certainly, while saying goodbye to one who has showed us so much love and generosity involves some sadness. However, we also realize that every human life is but a journey that leads to that special place God has prepared for those who love him. Our scripture readings today might help us to understand a little bit better the meaning of our presence here and our prayer. Our first reading from the Book of Wisdom talks about death. Talks about death in different terms. Rest, fulfillment, a human life well lived. St. Paul, in our second reading, talks about being courageous and living by faith. In so many talks that our beloved Bishop Saltarelli gave, he always challenged us to get very, very special strength from the Spirit so that we can do what's right and so that basically we can avoid those many temptations that kind of encourage us to take different paths and to make choices that are not so good. Jesus in the gospel comes without much fanfare. He comes as a friend. Not only a friend, but a friend who loved his friend, Lazarus. John, our gospel writer, goes to great lengths in several times pointing out that Jesus was disturbed. He was upset. John tells us that he wept, he moaned, he cried, he felt deep emotion. I think the gospel story always indicates that we should remember Jesus that very way. A friend to Lazarus, a friend to Bishop Saltarelli, and our friend also. Then the story takes a dramatic turn. Jesus steps forth, prays deeply, calls his friend's name loudly, and when Lazarus stumbles out of the tomb, Jesus says quietly to those around him, "Untie him and set him free." Suddenly, the love of a friend is stronger than death. The life of a friend is greater than the tomb. With Martha, we believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And as a believing church, we know that our Bishop Saltarelli has been untied and set free. Free from the pain, free from the hospital, free from the doctors and the medications. He's set free. He is at peace with the God that he had served so well. Bishop Saltarelli, may God be blessing you for all the good you have done and all the love you have shown to the Diocese of Wilmington. Until we meet again in the kingdom, may you rest in peace.